Hi there. Welcome to Voyage. Yes, it's Voyage here at CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock here at CKUW. As always, some of the best in the world of jazz you're going to hear in the next 3 hours. I hope that you can stay tuned. It's a very fascinating sort of weather system we're in here in Winnipeg. It's people are saying if they're dreaming of a white Christmas, that might be a dream, all right, although I can't believe we're not going to get snow before then, but it's going above zero again today, and for the 6th of December, it's certainly not a day that's going to live in infamy here, I'll tell you. This is going to be a really neat day here in Winnipeg, and I hope that you can enjoy it. I know I was talking to someone on the way here and saying that I have an acquaintance who is a big-time cross-country skier, and I think he's in a state of depression right now because he just is itching to get out and can't do it. So those sort of things, people are not always happy with that, but I think more or less those who wield shovels and have to worry about kids' coats and whatnot are having a good time here. Anyhow, blah, blah. Great day here, and the jazz is going to be just as good as always. I'm going to run through the playlist briefly and give you a sense of what's coming for the next 3 hours. And then, as I usually do, I'll go back and I'll do a more detailed introduction, but it'll give you some sense of the whole scope of things over the next 3 hours. I'm starting with another sample from the big band album by Darcy James Argue, Canadian-born leader and ringleader, as they say in the notes, from his new album, Dynamic Maximum Tension. I'll be saying a few things about that later on. Then pianist Angelica Sanchez with a very interesting album called Nighttime, just out. Following that, Joshua Redman, saxophonist Joshua Redman, and I'm going to sample again his latest album, which is called Where Are We? And it is a sort of a tribute or a road movie, a road album, if you will, as all his titles have to do with various parts of the United States. Following that, Australian pianist, educator, composer Andrea Keller with a wonderful new album called Flicker and Polar Bird. And I have, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I've had some contact with her electronically lately, and I'll talk about that later. Following that will be my historical segment, which is a long way from Andrea Keller, I tell you. I play a lot of Herbie Hancock. He's one of the icons in the jazz world. He's been around for a long time, played with Miles Dell, all sorts of things. I don't think I have ever played his sort of seminal rock fusion sort of change of pace album called Headhunters. And so hang on, you're going to get some funky fusion jazz coming up for my historical segment. Following that, a neat album from the Canadian band called Bellbird. Talk about them a little later, too. Then saxophonist Kevin Sun with a fascinating sort of double release. It's actually a bit confusing, and I'll tell you why when I get there. But the music is great, no matter how confusing it might sound. Following that, pianist François Bourassa with one of my favorite albums of the year, Swirl. And Bourassa is really a very fine pianist out of Quebec. And that will more or less take us to the end of our show today. I'll see if I have any more time left when I get there, but that's sort of how it looks like it's going to spell out. So back to the top, and the first two tracks are going to be by Darcy James Argue. Now, as I mentioned, Argue is Canadian by birth, is an educator in the States, and he probably plays instruments, but on his releases, he is just the composer, arranger, leader, and as the notes say, ringleader. He has his secret society, his secret society is not that secret, if you will, but the bands he puts together are first rate with excellent, excellent personnel. And in that sense, it's not unlike Maria Schneider, who also leads and composes and periodically puts together a band that would knock your socks off. And Darcy James Argue does the same thing. Some very fine people in this band. And it's a big band. I won't mention all the names, but names you might recognize. Dave Pietro on piccolo flute, alto flute, soprano sax, alto sax. Rob Wickerson also on a whole bunch of reed instruments, along with Sam Sadagursky, John Ellis on clarinet and bass clarinet, along with a few others. Seneca Black on trumpet and flugelhorn, along with Liesl Whitaker, Matt Holman, Naj Nordwies on trumpet and flugelhorn as well, along with Ingrid Jensen, a nice Canadian entry there as well, on trumpet and flugelhorn, a whole bunch of little there's so much information here, I'm just skipping through some of it. Mike Fahey on trombone, along with Ryan Keberly and Jacob Garchik. Jennifer Wharton on bass trombone. I've played some tracks recently from a brand new album by Jennifer Wharton, and she's a great musician in her own right and has her own album out and is part of Darcy James Argue's band here. John Wicken on drums, Sarah Caswell on violin. On one of the tracks, Cecile McLaurin-Selvant sneaks in for a vocal on the last track on the album. I'm not playing that one today, but as you can tell, there's some fabulous people involved. And the album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension, and it's a tribute to Buckminster Fuller, who was a futurist and an architect, designer, dreamer, and the Fuller Dome. If you're old enough, you'll realize that in Expo 67 in Montreal, that big round thing was a Buckminster Fuller Dome. He came up with a word that he made up out of the dynamic maximum tension concept, and that's the album title. This is not necessarily a tribute to the man, but it's a nod in the direction of forward-thinking, dreaming, futuristic, great leader in that field, and Darcy James Argue is referencing that. I'm going to play two tracks from Dynamic Maximum Tension with the band that I just mentioned, and I'm going to quit talking and let you listen to some music. Ferromagnetic is the first one, and Single Cell Jitterbug. Yeah, and it sort of sounds like this when the second track, it does sound a little jitterbuggy when it starts. Here's Darcy James Argue. Thank you. Just like that. That was Single Cell Jitterbug with Darcy James Argue's Secret Society Big Band from his great new album and one of my favorites of the year. Dynamic Maximum Tension is the album title. Argue's writing is very good and quite varied. Like, there's all sorts of neat stuff and a lot of intensity and a lot of sophistication in his writing, and the musicians just respond to it. I think they probably just love playing with that at that level of integrity and intensity. Darcy James Argue, Big Band, great stuff. And it's 10:23 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. We stream live at our website, which is ckuw.ca, and we archive our programs there as well. So you might be listening to this weeks from now if you go to ckuw.ca and go to the Voyage website, or the Voyage part of the website. You can download our podcast, previous shows to see what's going on. And I just sort of flashed through my mind, if you don't like what I'm playing right now, you can go to the website and play last week's show and see if it's any better. But I don't want you to do that. There's really good stuff, and a lot of samples of some of the best in the current jazz world is still to come. Moving from Darcy James Argue to another great new album with pianist Angelica Sanchez. And she has a nonet that is really quite got some pretty great people in it. And the album is called Nighttime Creatures. And I should read you the notes that came with this. Apparently, after living in the urban jungle of New York, she spent a good part of last year living in a secluded cabin while she was teaching upstate. And she discovered that things are a lot different when you're living in a secluded area when the sun goes down. And I'm quoting her here now, quote, "The woods transform at night when the only light comes from a thin crescent moon. You can't see your hand in front of your face, but the coyotes and other animals make more noise in the dark. I realized that it was only my ears that were activated in those moments. I became fascinated by what I couldn't see." And so that was the inspiration for Nighttime Creatures, which is the title of her album. And her nonet has, of course, Sanchez on piano, saxophonist Michael Atias and Chris Speed, Ken Goldberg on contra alto clarinet, Thomas Heberer on quarter tone trumpet, cornetist Kenny Warren, bassist John A. Bear, drummer Sam Ospavat, and guitarist Omar Tamez. It's a great nonet and a very fine album. Here's Angelica Sanchez with two tracks from Nighttime Creatures, starting with Cloud House and then Astral Light of Alarid. Angelica Sanchez. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
pianist Angelica Sanchez with a couple of tracks from her new album called Nighttime Creatures. That track was called Astral Light of Alarid. And I was thinking when I was listening to it, I mean, it's a great track. I was saying, good luck trying to dance to that. I was trying to figure out the time signature. It was partly 6-8. I identified that for a while. But it was rhythmically very complicated, and I think trying to dance to it would probably just hurt yourself. Anyhow, a great track and a great album by pianist Angelica Sanchez. And it's taken us to 10:44. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, moving on now to saxophonist Joshua Redman, a quite well-known name and very popular and very well-known. He's been to Winnipeg a couple of times at least. At least I've seen him here twice, and he might have been here times when I wasn't or couldn't, whatever. His latest album is sort of a departure for him in that it has a vocalist as sort of one of the lead members of the band, and he hasn't had that happen before in earlier releases. The album is called Where Are We, and it is a thematic tour of the United States in that all the tracks have reference to various locations in the U.S., although there's a couple of tracks that I think have a little different meaning. When you say "Where are we?", I think he is sort of at least subliminally suggesting that maybe the United States is not always sure where it is. And there's the first track I'm going to play will reflect that, as well as the John Coltrane track "Alabama", which I played a few weeks ago. Anyhow. His band here has a pianist, Aaron Parks, bassist Joe Sanders, drummer Brian Blade, and a young singer named Gabrielle Cavassa. She is a very interesting voice. I mentioned it's very clean, very unaffected, and she sells the lyrics all right. Then the album itself has some a neat concept in that there are guests included on tracks, on some of the tracks at least, that reflect their native cities. I'm going to play, for example, Streets of Philadelphia in a moment or two, and Kurt Rosenwinkel is from there, and he guests on guitar on that track. And vibraphonist Joel Ross sits in on Chicago Blues, which is the track I'm going to play right after the Streets of Philadelphia. I'm going to start with the opening track on the album, which is called After Minneapolis. And then in brackets, it says Face Toward Morning. And the morning has a U in it instead of just not time of day. And I think that it is referencing Minneapolis and events there that certainly led to a lot of mourning with a U in it. So here is Joshua Redman from Where Are We? Three tracks I'm going to play. The first one is After Minneapolis. The next one is Streets of Philadelphia, and then Chicago Blues. You'll be able to identify them because they're singing, right? Anyhow, here is Joshua Redman, After Minneapolis.
love at me. Racing fast, resigned to run, are we really blind to the moon and deaf to the tune? Tasteless tears, a moral mind, so set out to see. felt what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in a window and I didn't know my own face. Oh, don't leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. I walk the avenue till my legs felt like stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I could hear the blood in my veins. Just then, black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Just here.